After 3 days, this morning I finally feel good and comfortable and relaxed. It's actually because of this outfit, I finally look normal. Behind this jacket and tie, I feel safe standing in front of you.
穿着件 jacket 有条 tie， 我觉得企喺大家面前有种安全感。
About this time last year, it was actually a difficult period for me.
去年这个时候对我来讲是一段很困难的时间。
Because Rutgers Church leadership team asked me to serve as the senior pastor after Pastor Caleb retires.
因为若哥教会的领导聘请詹姆斯成为新的主任牧师，是王牧师退休之后。
Because of that asking, I actually felt very difficult.
这个请求叫詹姆斯觉得非常的困难。
I have strong doubt.
我对自己有一些怀疑，有很强的怀疑。
I doubt whether I can pick up this responsibility.
我不知道我能不能够担任这个责任。
I wonder whether I am the right person to do this.
我不知道我是否适合的人选。
I doubt my own qualification.
我不知道自己有没有足够的条件。
In that process, someone asked me a question.
在这个过程当中，有人问我一个问题。
What do you envision doing if you do pick up this responsibility?
你如果真的成为了主任牧师，你会做些什么事呢？
Strangely enough, I don't have any good and clear answer to that question.
很奇怪的，我没有一个很好和很清楚的答案。
Growing up, I have gone through several changes in my life.
在我成长的过程当中，经过几个的改变。
I have gone through certain critical junctions in my life.
在我的人生当中，去过相当重要的十字路口的旁边。
You also have gone through that yourself.
相信我们当中每个人都曾经经过。
In every change, I seem to be able to look at the future with certain optimistic view.
在我的改变当中，当我向前了看的时候，我带着一种乐观的眼光。
Before I enter college, I said to myself, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to join this thing. I envision me doing things in the next phase of my life.
在我要读大学的时候，我谂住去大学，我会做呢样，会做嗰样，带着一种好有盼望、好有乐观嘅眼光。
Right before I finally got married, I envisioned me and my wife doing something together.
在我结婚之前，我想起我睇见我同我嘅太太会一齐嘅做一啲嘅嘢。
But strangely enough, this time it was different.
但好奇怪嘅，今次系唔同。
It is not a humanly optimistic outlook of what lies ahead.
又唔系一个喺人睇起上嚟一个好乐观嘅对前景一个乐观嘅睇法。
But a reflection of the past that finally settled the question.
但系当我睇翻后边嘅时候，我终于能够明白呢条问题问乜嘢。
Finally made me move forward in spite of all the doubt.
让我能够向前走，即使有好多嘅怀疑。
And I am thankful that I have learned in my Christian life the difference between biblical hope and human hope.
我喺基督徒嘅學習嘅當中，我學習咗，如果你係好困難嘅當中仍然有盼望，同埋人喺人睇上嚟有盼望，係兩件唔同嘅事。
I have finally learned that the unique characteristic of Christian hope actually rooted in the past.
我係學習到一個基督徒嘅盼望係建基喺我哋嘅過去。
Instead of all the optimist outlook that we seems to be used to.
而唔係話到喺度睇見喺人生嘅當中一啲嘅好樂觀嘅向前看嘅一啲嘅盼望。
We're going to look at Joshua chapter 24 this morning.
我哋會睇約書亞記第24章。
Israel, they were about to enter a new era.
以色列嘅人會進入一個新嘅時代。
They're going to be living in the promised land now.
他们要在应许之地来到去住。
And this is a great sermon by Joshua.
呢个系约书亚嘅一个好好出名嘅讲章。
He's asking the Israelites to look forward.
佢系要嗰班子民向前嚟到去睇。
He's addressing them about their future.
佢向佢哋话俾佢听前面有咩事发生。
And yet he spent a great deal spending looking at the past.
又用好多嘅时间嚟到睇佢以前发生过。
Actually, if you look at this chapter.
如果你睇呢一个章嘅圣经嘅话
，It is actually perfectly divided between the past and the future。
佢系分咗两段，有一段系讲过去，有一段讲将来。
Verse 1 to 13 is about what happened in the past。
一到十三节讲到过去发生咗咩嘅事。
Not only the past that the Israelites experienced, that generation experienced themselves。
唔单止系呢一个嗰一代嘅以色列人佢哋所经历嘅
，It's actually many many generations ago，
而且系好多代嘅当中佢哋所经历嘅
，It's actually something that they never experienced themselves， but they heard about being talked about among them。
有啲佢哋冇自己经历过，但系佢哋听见过，因为佢哋嘅祖先向佢哋讲过。
It is after dwelling upon the past for so long。Joshua finally moved into the second half, verse 14 to 28, about their future.
而是当他讲到过去讲了这么久的时候，然后他卒之约书亚开始讲他前面的道路，就是14到28节。
So first, we look back.
所以首先让我们看过去。
Then forward.
然后向前来看。
Verse 1 to 13, when we look back, what do we see?
在一到十三节，当我们看回转头的时候，我们看到什么呢
？First，
第一
，we look back at God's extraordinary work in our life。
我们看见神在我们的生命当中一个很不寻常的工作。
Verse 2 to first part of verse 3a， first part of 3 set up the whole idea about looking at the past。
第二节同第三节嘅上半节讲到佢点样嘅睇过去嘅整个嘅基础。
Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your forefathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived behind the river and worshipped other gods, but." I took your father Abraham.
约书亚对众民说：耶和华以色列嘅神如此说：古时你们嘅列祖就系亚伯拉罕和拿鹤嘅父亲他拉，住在大河那边侍奉别神。我将你们嘅祖宗亚伯拉罕从大河那边带来。
God freely initiate His gracious work in us.
神好自主嘅。开始咗佢喺我哋身上嗰一个恩典嘅工作。
Your father living behind the river and worshipped other gods, but I took your father Abraham.
你嘅祖先喺大河嘅嗰边侍奉别神，但系我领你哋嘅祖宗亚伯拉罕出嚟。
One short sentence, less than 20 words.
喺少过二十节嘅一句句子嘅里边。
Put everything into the proper perspective.
将整件的事摆在一个很啱的框框的里面。
Sometimes we look at our life and we say, how did we get to where we are now?
有时我们看我们的生命，我们问为什么我们会来到这个地步呢？
Do you remember those moments?
你有没有记得那些时刻吗？
I mean, you sit there and then it's almost like this is deja vu.
你坐在那里，你说这些事好像曾经发生过的。
How could we accomplish the things that we have accomplished so far?
我们怎能够完成了我们完成了那些事到今天为止完成这些事呢？
The young woman sitting there look at her husband and say, My goodness, you finally married me.
那个年轻的女仔坐在那里，她说，你卒之娶我了。
How could we get to where we are now?
我怎能够去到现在这个地步呢？
Two beating hearts sitting in the living room.
二十亿的人坐在一个厅的里面。
The very first house we bought together.
我们一起来到买的那层屋。
How in the world, how in the earth could we accomplish what we did?
我哋点能够完成咗我哋完成嘅嗰啲嘅嘢呢？
We have come to United States only 7 years and we bought a house.
我哋嚟到美国只系七年咋，我哋就买咗一间屋啦。
Remember our neighbor in the apartment? They have been, their forefather had been here 100 years ago and they're still living in the apartment.
你记得我哋住喺公寓嘅隔篱嘅，佢哋嚟咗，佢哋嘅祖先嚟咗100年，佢哋都买唔起屋。
Honey, is this real?
呢个系咪真实噶
？This is deja vu，
好似怎系昨日发生嘅事咋
？We are no longer desert wanderers，
我哋唔再喺沙漠当中嚟到去流浪。
We are no longer slaves，
我哋唔再系奴仆。
We are no longer spit on，
我哋唔系一啲被抛弃嘅人。
Each tribe has a lot.Being assigned to them. Each household has a house to live. Israel, how in the world we could accomplish what we have today?
每一个的支派，每一个的家，有些地，他们有屋，我们怎样能够完成这些东西呢？
Surely it's because we fought.
是不是因为我打了仗呢？
Don't you still remember the battle?
你是不是还记得那个战争吗？
Don't you still remember that seemingly endless war?
你仲记得嗰个好似冇办法完嘅嗰个战争吗
？Don't you remember Jericho? Don't you remember one city after another?
你记得耶利哥吗？你记得一个一个嘅城市吗
？This one sentence, less than 20 words, put everything into the right perspective.
呢一节嘅圣经20个字，少过20个字，将整件嘅事摆喺一个好嘅框框嘅里边。
You are here because God has begun a work that He didn't have to.
你喺呢一度，因为神开始咗一个佢唔需要开始嘅工作。
He freely initiates His gracious work in us.
佢嘅恩典嘅工作，佢用佢嘅主权喺我哋当中嚟到开始。
In later years, when the Israel rabbi began wondering about why in the world Abraham can be called the father of faith.
喺以后嘅日子，当嗰啲嘅拉比嚟到问点解亚伯拉罕会被称为信心之父
，There was actually a lot of speculation.
有好多唔同嘅讲法。
Some rabbinic literature, you will read the description about Abraham.
有啲嘅拉比，你会读到关于亚伯拉罕一啲嘅形容。
Describing that when he was only 14 years old, he already began realizing something wrong about idol worship.
就系当佢14岁嘅时候，已经开始感受到拜偶像系有啲错嘅。
And then when he became 60, some rabbinic literature even recorded that he even burned up the idols in his father's house.
然后到60岁嘅时候，佢有啲嘅文章就话到咧，佢将佢爸爸嘅屋嘅里边嗰啲嘅偶像嚟到烧咗。
This is human understanding. This is human speculation about.Why in the world could we have the position we have now?
这个是人自己去解释为什么我们可以在神的里面有这样的地位。
God would not allow this kind of fancy thought.
神不会容许我们有这么美好的一些幻想。
It is simply out of His sheer goodness.
以后咁样嘅原因只係因为佢自己係好嘅神。
It is simply out of his pleasure.
係因为佢自己嘅欢喜。
It is simply out of his mysterious sovereignty.
係佢好奇妙嘅主权。
When your forefathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived behind the rivers and worshipped other gods, but I took your father Abraham.
古时你的列祖就是你爸爸他拉在大河那边侍奉其他神。但是我将你的祖宗亚伯拉罕从大河那边带来。
God freely initiate his gracious work in us.
神用他的主权开始了他恩典的工作在我们的身上。
And verse 3, the second half to verse 4, is another aspect about looking back at God's extraordinary work in our life.
第三、第四節又再讲到神另外一方面喺我哋嘅身上嗰个工作。
But I took your father Abraham from the land behind the river and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants. I gave him Isaac.
令他走遍迦南全地，又是他的子孙众多，把以撒赐给他。
And to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau.
又把雅各和以扫赐给以撒。
I assigned the hill country of Seir to Esau, but Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt.
将西尔山赐给以扫为业，后来雅各和他的子孙下到埃及去了。
The second aspect is God demonstrates His wonderful wisdom to us.
第二个嘅方面就系神向我哋显明佢嘅智慧。
I want to use the word, instead of using wonderful wisdom, initially I want to use the word holy. God demonstrates His holy wisdom to us.
我原本是想用祂神圣的智慧。
Because I choose still using the word wonderful.
我仍然是想用这个奇妙这个字。
Because our common understanding about holy, it's always about moral character.
让我们明白，当我们想到神圣的时候，我们一直是想住道德方面的。
We think about holiness as someone who doesn't do bad things.
我们想到，当我们想到神圣的时候，我们想到有些人他不做一些坏事的。
You know, brother so and so, he is truly holy.
你问那个人，他真的很神圣的。
Because he doesn't drink.
因为他不喝酒。
He doesn't smoke.
他不吃烟。
He doesn't curse.
他不骂人。
Guess what?He doesn't even watch TV.
他电视都不看啊。
I mean, we think about holiness as someone who has this moral character who doesn't do things.
当我们想到圣洁的时候，我想到这些人，他有一些道德的一些水准，他不做一些不好的事。
He doesn't do things that we simply to be drawn to do.
我们，他不做一些我们被吸引去做的一些事。
But holy, the word holiness has a much broader dimension than this.
但是圣洁这个字其实有更阔的意思的。
Holy is just utterly different. Holy different, totally different.
圣洁这个字是说它跟其他的东西是完全的不同，是完全完全的是分别出来的。
Not just moral aspect.
不单止在道德上面。
It's represented entirely different quality of everything.
是讲到在每一件事上它都有不同的品质。
Just look at this statement.
就看这件事这几句说话。
Just look at this simple statement, you will say, my goodness, what is going on?
在这几句说话你说到底发生什么事啊？
I gave him many descendants.
我给他很多的子孙。
Now, I have to tell you this, I believe that in the process of Joshua preaching or Yahweh preaching to Joshua.
我相信在这个时候约书亚在这里讲到是神向约书亚讲。
There is certain dynamic here.
在这里有一些的力量在这当中。
I believe when Joshua, you know, after he finished the sentence, I gave him many descendants, he paused.
我相信约书亚讲完话，我俾佢好多嘅子孙，可能约书亚就停咗喺嗰度。
And then he made this shocking statement.
然后佢讲句呢一句叫人好惊讶嘅呢一句嘅说话。
I gave him Isaac.
我将以撒赐俾佢。
Now I know that in the Canaanite congregation there is accountant.
我知道喺我哋嘅当中有会计师。
I also know that there are people who have studied statistics.
我知道有人都是读过统计学的。
I also know that there are people who work in the finance district, you know, the 财经。
我知道有人在财经界做事的。
I mean, you guys are very good with numbers.
你们对数字是很好的。
You are talented with looking at numbers and be able to spot.
你一看一些数字呢，你立刻能够看得出。
I am not as good with numbers.
我唔係咁啊，我對數字冇咁好
嘅。But I look at this statement, I'm shocked.
但我讀睇呢句嘅説話，我感覺到好驚奇。
And I believe a 6 years old or 7 years old will look at it and say, "What is going on?"
我相信六七歲嘅人就話：到底喺度搞乜嘢
？What is God talking about?
神喺度講乜啦
？I gave him many descendants.
我俾佢好多嘅子孫。
Pause.
停一停。
I gave him.Isaac,
我俾佢以撒。
I mean, I don't know about you. One is not many.
我唔知你点谂法，但系一唔系等于众多。
I'm not an accountant.
我唔系会计师。
I'm not an actuarist.
我唔系精算
师。But when I look at a singular number, I know that is not many.
但我知道一唔系等于好多。
My six-year-old son, when he was 6 years old, he knew that.
我嘅仔当佢六岁嘅时候，佢已经明白。
If I ever gave him, I said, "Daddy's going to give you many candies."
如果我同佢话，爸爸会俾你好多嘅糖果。
And I pause.
佢点一停
？And then I took out one candy and handed it to him.
然后我攞一个糖俾佢。
He grabbed it.
佢攞住啊。
And he's still waiting.
佢繼續喺度等。
I walk away，
我行開咗。
Ten minutes later, he's still standing there waiting。
十分鐘之後，佢仍然喺度等緊。
Because guess what？
點解啊
？One is not many, many is not one。
唔係眾多啊。
God gave Abraham many descendants.
神俾
，He gave him Isaac。
神俾亞伯拉罕好多嘅子孫。停一停。佢將以撒賜俾佢。
I don't know how you can figure out this kind of math.
我唔知道你點樣嚟到明白咁樣嘅數學。
I don't think Newton was able to.
我相信牛頓都唔得。
Pascal,
巴斯高
，Einstein,
愛因斯坦
，None of them will ever figure out this kind of math.
冇一個人會明白呢一啲嘅數學。
Now you say, okay, okay, okay. Now, all right, maybe. I mean, you know, we may be a little bit, you know, impatient.But after Isaac, maybe, you know, boom, there's a lot of them being burned, right?
可能呢我們有些的不是好或者我們等一下啦到以撒之後可能有很多呢
To Isaac, I gave him Jacob and Esau.
哦以撒之後呢我給他以掃和雅各。
There's only two.
兩個而已。
In that ancient Eastern culture,
在那個是古時的東方的文化的裡面。
There's no way this is many.
這個絕對不是說很多。
I already said yesterday that, you know, in Germany, if you look at those family from Turkey, they're saying I have many kids, are 7, 8, or 9 kids.
昨天我講到在德國的有些從土耳其去的有些移民他們有7個、8個、9個小孩子。
And to Esau, and to Isaac, I gave Jacob and Esau.
喺呢一度话到去，俾到以撒系两个啫。
And guess what? By the way, one of them doesn't count.
而且有一个唔计数。
Esau doesn't count.
以扫唔计数。
So I gave him many descendants.
所以俾佢好多嘅子孙。
I gave him Isaac.
我俾佢以撒。
I gave Isaac two.
然后俾以撒两个，
One doesn't count.
但一个唔计数嘅。
Singularity is not many.
一个唔系好多。
God's math is wholly different.
神嘅数学系神圣嘅与众不同。
It's totally different from our math.
系同我哋嘅数学系完全嘅唔同。
The way he calculates things is totally different.From our ways of calculating.
他计数和我们的计数是完全不同的。
He demonstrates his wonderful holy wisdom to us.
他在那里显示了他神圣的智慧向我们显示神圣的智慧。
There is great implication to this aspect.
这个方面的真理有一个很大的应用。
His deed is simply not bounded by our rational thinking.
他所作的事不是受到我们的理性的限制。
And you may even say that his work is not even threatened by our expectation.
他的工作不会因为我们的期待而是有任何的改变。
Can you imagine God declared to Joshua, I gave Abraham many descendants. I gave him Isaac.
他直接约书亚说, 我给他子孙众多, 然后他说, 我赐给他以撒。
But that bizarre mathematics, 500 something years ago,
但是, 这个数学, 是500年之前,
while it was misunderstood or could not be understood at that time,
在那个时代, 没办法明白, 在那个时代, 好像人, 不知道的, 会不会,
now look around you.
现在你看看,
we are in the millions.
我们有成百万的人。
God demonstrates His holy wisdom to us.
神显示了祂神圣的智慧。
And then verse 5-12.
然后到第5到第12节,
is another aspect about God's extraordinary work in our life.
又是另外一样神是非常不寻常的工作在我们的生命里面。
God accomplishes His faithful promises for us.
神完成祂的应许在我们身上那个应许去忠实的有信心的来到完成。
He accomplished His promises for us in all kinds of situations.
在任何的情况当中,祂都会完成祂的应许。
If you wonder, in what kind of situation God would accomplish His promise to me, it's in all kinds of situations.
如果你想想,到底在什么情况当中,神会完成祂的应许呢? 是所有的情况当中。
Verse 6-7. When I brought your fathers out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued them with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea.
我领你们列祖出埃及，他们就到了红海。埃及人带领车辆马兵追赶你们列祖到红海。
But they cried to the Lord for help, and He put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He brought the sea over them and covered them.
你们列祖哀求耶和华，他就使你们和埃及人中间黑暗了，又使海水淹没埃及人。
You saw with your own eyes what I did to the Egyptians.
我在埃及所行的事，你们亲眼见过。
Now this is the famous story about Moses taking the Israelites crossing the Red Sea.
这个是很出名的故事，就是摩西带着以色列人过红海。
Even before I became a Christian, I knew about the story.
我就算未做基督徒之前，我已经听过这个故事。
Another product of Hollywood, Ten Commandments.
在荷里活有一套戏叫做《十戒》。
I mean, at that time, I was only a child, you know, sort of envious about the Western culture.
我那时是一个小孩，对于西方的文化有一种的仰慕。
Even to this day, you know, sometimes this movie will be replayed in certain TV stations.
是，就算到今日为止，有啲嘅电视嘅电台仲会做呢个嘅电影。
I don't know you remember who played Moses.
唔知你记唔记得边个饰演摩西？
Charles Heston.
查尔斯·希士顿。
Yeah, I mean, who else, right? Only he can play Moses. Right? Only his Greek face can play a Jewish man.
一个希腊的面孔能够饰演一个犹太人。
Oh, I remember this man standing there.
我记得这个人站在那里。
He turned around, he looked at the Egyptian chasing on, you know, their tail.
他要点过来看见那些埃及人走过来追住。
And he turned around in front of him is the raging sea.
然后在前面是一个很波涛滚浪的一条海。
I was a child already, I know there was an urgency.
我一个小孩，我想想，哇，这里真的很紧急的情况。
The Israelites were under such urgent need of help.
以色列人在这个时候很紧急的需要帮忙。
They cried and God answered.
他们呼喊，神就答应。
You saw with your own eyes what I did to them.
你看见我在他们身上做的什么。
It's an urgent situation when everybody knew that we need God's help.
在这么紧急的情况，我们每个人知道我们需要神的帮助。
God accomplished His faithful promises for us.
神完成了祂那个的应许在我们的身上。
But then, next, it's a different situation.
然后跟着有不同的情况。
Verse 9-10.
第9-10节。
After they crossed the Red Sea.
当他们过了红海之后,
When Balak, son of Zippor, the king of Moab, prepared to fight against Israel, he sent for Balaam, son of Beor, to put a curse on you.
摩押王西伯的儿子巴勒起来攻击以色列人，打发人召了比尔的儿子巴兰来咒诅你们。
But I would not listen to Balaam, so he blessed you again and again, and I delivered you out of his hand.
我不肯听巴兰的话，所以他倒为你们年年祝福，这样我便救你们脱离巴勒的手。
Now this time Israel didn't know there was an imminent danger.
这时候以色列人不知道在他的周围有很即时的一些危险。
They didn't know that the enemy had hired someone, a false prophet, to say, to curse them.
他不知道他的敌人在这里雇佣了一个的假先知来去咒诅他们。
To this day, I could not understand, and I'm not going to pretend I will ever understand, if Balaam ever said those curse words in actuality out, what would happen?
我到今日为止我都不明白、如果巴兰真的讲了那些咒诅的说话会发生什么事。
This is the narrowness of our 21st century rational man.
这个是21世纪我们这一批的人、理性的人没办法明白的。
We could understand this revelation about a false prophet if he actually spoke curse. What would happen?
我冇办法明白到一个嘅假先知，如果佢真系讲咗嗰啲咒诅嘅说话，会有咩嘅事发生
？But there's one thing I need to know.
但呢度有一样嘢我知道。
When God's people were still ignorant about the danger.
但系当神嘅子民仍然系对于佢哋嘅危机系唔知道嘅时候
，They didn't know what's going on.
佢唔知道发生咗咩事。
There was no raging sea in front of them.
佢哋喺前面冇海啊，冇一啲好波涛汹涌嘅海。
There was no chariot and horsemen on their back.
后边冇追兵啊。
There was a conspiracy going on in hidden secret.
但是在后面有一个阴谋在那里是隐藏的。
They didn't cry out.
他没有喊叫出来。
Is God the only God that will only answer when you cry?
如果这个神是不是这个神当你喊他的时候他才会来到回答呢？
If you remain ignorant, would he say that, well, he hasn't prayed enough?
如果你是、无知的时候神会不会说、哦、他没有祷告祷告得不足够呢？
When we are ignorant, he accomplished his faithful promises for us.
就算是我们无知的时候他仍然是完成他信实的应许。
And then, verse 11 to 12.
然后第11、12节。
It's another river that they crossed, another water they crossed.
他们又要过另外一个的河。
Now they cross the Jordan River.
他们要过约旦河。
Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did also the Amorite, Perizzite, Canaanite, Hittite, Girgashite,Hivite and Jebusite, but I gave them into your hands.
你们过了约旦河，到了耶利哥，耶利哥人、阿摩利人、比利洗人、迦南人、黑人、吉加撒人、希未人、耶布斯人都与你们争战，我把他们交在你们手里。
Now Israel, you still remember that.
以色列人，你是不是还记得这件事？
Your generation still remember because it is your generation that fought tooth and nail to get this piece of land.
你们这一代你们应该还记得的，因为就在这一代你和每一个族你都去打仗。
Instead of God's outreach hand burying the Egyptians in the Red Sea.
不是说不单止说是神那个的手将以色列人 在红海的当中埋藏。
I gave the enemy into your hand.
我将你的敌人交在你的手里面。
Now you have to work.
现在 你要做事的。
But then read verse 12.
你再读十二节。
I sent the hornet ahead of you.
我打发黄蜂在你们的前面。
Which drove them out before you.
将阿摩利人的二王从你面前转出。
Also the two Amorite kings, you did not do it with your own sword and bow.
并不是用你的刀，也不是用你的弓。
Even with a retreat of 3 days,
就算是三日的一个退休会。
Many have to labor.
好多人需要工作。
Many had to labor 6 months before this day.
好多人需要筹备六个月喺为咗呢一个嘅退休。
Many had to labor even during these 3 days.
好多人需要就算呢三日嘅里边仲系好忙嘅工作。
Many had to labor even unexpectedly.
好多可能喺在他不期待的当中还要做事。
Because we didn't finish all the ice cream on first night, somebody has to grab everything back into the front again.
因为我们礼拜五晚没有吃完所有的雪糕，昨晚还有人要做。
I mean, in our plan, first night we eat them all.
我们的计划是第一晚吃完的了。
I mean, what else can it be?
还有什么？
We are Cantonese.
我们是广东人。
We know how to eat.
我们懂得吃。
But then, surprisingly, we didn't finish all the ice cream on the first night.
竟然呢，我哋第一晚食唔晒。
So somebody had to labor the second night.
有啲人要第二日嚟到做嘢。
Everything seems to be requiring our labor.
每样嘢都系似乎需要我哋去做一啲嘅事。
The Israelites fought tooth and nail to get that piece of land.
以色列人用佢最大嘅努力嚟到得到嗰块嘅土地。
Yeah, I deliver them into your hand.
我将佢哋交喺你嘅手里边。
But you didn't win with your sword and bow.
但系你唔系用你嘅刀，唔系用你嘅弓去打胜仗。
Because I sent hornet in front of you.
因为我打发黄蜂飞喺你哋嘅前面。
Now, since I became a pastor, I had to read a lot of commentary.
我成为牧师之后，我需要读好多嘅解经书。
And then I'm amazed that.You know, these, theologians trying to figure out what are the hornet.
我好感觉到好奇怪嘅就係好多嘅神学家佢要尝试去明白嗰啲黄蜂系乜嘢。
They obviously didn't watch the movie Green Hornet.
佢哋一定冇读佢睇过呢个 Green Hornet 呢套戏。
I mean, these scholars, not only they get paid to stay in the ivory tower, they write books that we poor students have to buy.
呢啲嘅神學家佢哋寫啲嘅書，佢哋喺象牙塔當中寫，然後咧我哋呢啲窮學生咧要去買。
What were the hornet?
黃蜂乜咧？咩嚟嘅
？1984 was the year that my wife and I bought our house.
1984年，我同我太太買咗我哋嘅屋。
The house we still live in today.
今日我哋仍然住喺嗰間屋裏邊。
So it is still deja vu every day now, right?
所以每日都喺度仲記得當時發生嘅事。
I bought the house, and in the summertime, I realized that trying to live an American dream is a little bit different from my growing up experience in Taiwan.
我買咗屋之後發現咧，住呢一個嘅美國夢咧，同我喺台灣諗嘅想像係唔同。
For one thing, you know, all those grass growing, I had to cut them.
第一樣嘢呢，嗰啲嘅草呢，原來要剪嘅。
My father never had to cut any grass.
我爸爸從來唔需要剪草。
I had to cut those grass.
我要剪草。
It is a burden to cut those grass.
剪草係好重嘅一個負擔。
Our neighbor, Caucasian neighbor, cut their grass twice a week.
我隔離嗰個鄰居呢，一個禮拜佢剪兩次。
I cut it once every 2 weeks.
我剪呢就兩個禮拜一次。
I mean, we gotta balance out, you know what I mean?
我大家要有啲平衡。
Well, I didn't like cutting grass.
我唔喜歡剪草。
Pretty soon our neighbors knew.
冇幾耐我鄰居知道。
They must feel sorry about the welcoming thing they did when we first moved in.
當我哋搬入去嘅時候，佢哋歡迎我哋，而家佢哋又後悔。
Jeffrey must be thinking, my goodness, our price is going down. This guy doesn't cut his grass.
佢話死啦，我哋嗰個屋價真係低啦，呢個人唔剪草。
So one day afternoon, I went out and cut the grass.
有一個下晝我出去我剪草。
Little did I know that there is this kind of wasp actually build their nest on dirt inside, you know, underneath the earth.
我唔知嘅咧，原嚟咧，有啲嘅黃蜂咧喺嗰個地下咧，佢會有一個蜂巢。
I didn't know that, you know, I mean,
to me, bees supposed to be living in trees or bushes, right?
我完全唔知道，我以为啲黄蜂、蜜蜂咧喺啲树当中嚟到生活嘅。
And this kind of wasp that they nest is actually maybe happy. They dig in the dirt and then they build their home.
佢呢一种嘅黄蜂嘅窦咧，系喺表面地下嘅表面嗰度嚟到去起嗰个巢嘅。
This Oriental man didn't know anything about it, so he pushes more over their house.
所以东方的人呢，不知道呢，就将个剪草机铲过。
And then nobody mess with anybody's house.
然后这个。
So, as soon as I passed by,
然后我经过之后，
three of them came out and started trying to sting me.
三隻黄蜂走过来要夹我。
They were in a panicking mode, so they were flying over my head and then trying to figure out, you know, when to have this, attack.
佢哋喺有啲嘅乱，然后佢喺度我头到嚟到，你要睇下几时可以嚟到攻击我。
I heard about this flying and I turned around seeing them and I just dropped my mower and start running.
我见到佢哋嘅声，我就放低嗰个剪草机，即刻跑。
I ran from the front yard to the backyard.
我从前院行到去后院。
Now, I don't know if neighbor ever saw that. What a funny picture that is.
我唔知道我隔篱嘅邻居有冇见过，真系得意啊呢幅画。
I mean, we knew this Henry doesn't like to cut grass.
我知道咧呢个嘅尖王咧唔中意剪草嘅。
What is wrong with him?
他搞什麼啊?
Did he see a ghost?
他是不是見鬼啊?
I mean, why is he running away in daylight?
是的,在日頭就這樣來走?
My goodness, not only we have a neighbor who doesn't want to cut grass, he has some mental problem.
我們的鄰居不單止不喜歡剪草, 他有些癡線的。
Three little flying things.
三個小的飛的東西。
If you weigh them, probably each one would weigh only maybe 1 or 2, 3 grams.
如果你嚟到称下，可能每一个一克到啦。
And there is an Oriental man weighing 160 pounds running as if hell is chasing him.
有一个嘅东方嘅人160磅要跑离开好似鬼嚟到追佢。
If you measure their size and measure my size, you measure their weight and measure my weight.
如果你睇佢幾大，睇下我幾大，你睇佢幾重，睇下我幾重。
There is this disproportionality that is absurd.
好奇怪啊，點解會咁呢？
But I ran.
但我就跑。
I scared.
我好驚。
Because this hornet, this little thing frightened me.
因為呢個小嘅黃蜂使我覺得好驚。
Something that I can chase another that is much bigger than he.
有啲嘢能够追一啲比佢更加大好多嘅嘢。
This is what Israel did in Canaan.
呢个系以色列人喺迦南做嘅。
Battle after battle, they were outnumbered.
佢哋每一场嘅仗都系比敌人少好多。
If you ask General Patton about his military training, every battle Israel was outnumbered. Every battle, it is they are doomed.
你如果睇，你会知道每一场嘅仗，佢哋冇希望嘅。
But God sent a hornet.
但是神
so that Israel can win a disproportional war.
所以以色列人就算少那么多仍然能
够。I have to tell you what happened to me running away from those wasps.
我想告诉你之后发生什么事。
I ran to the backyard.
我去到后院。
There's about 200, 300 feet already.
有200, 300.
And I turn around.
然后我调转头看。
Only one of them still there.
只有一個喺度。
I didn't know.
我唔知。
And he was so close to me.
佢好接近我。
So when I turn around,
當我擰轉頭嘅時候，
he just got on my upper lip right there.
佢就喺我個上唇嗰度刺過嚟。
So next morning, Sunday morning.
所以第二朝早星期日嘅早上。
I show up at Rutgers Church in New Brunswick.
我喺New Brunswick 嘅若歌教會。
With my lips look like Angelina. But nobody look at me the way they look at Angelina.
但冇人睇我好似睇 Angelina 一样。
They look at me as if I'm Frankenstein. God accomplished his wonderful
His faithful promises for us.
神完成佢信实嘅应许。
In all situations.
喺每一个嘅情况。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you wonder whether God would like to protect you.
弟兄姊妹，如果你以为问下神会唔会保护你。
If you ever wonder whether he cares.
如果你奇怪，你谂下系咪佢真系关心你。
You are qualified to ask that question only if you knew everything happening around you, including things unseen.
你要去 你可以问这个问题，如果你是知道每一件事发生在你的周围。
In urgent cry, God answered them and accomplished his faithful promises for them.
在最紧急的时候，神答应，神完成他那个的信实的。
In total ignorance, he accomplished his promises for them.
在他们无知的情况当中，神是答应了。
And even in a situation seemingly that we are contributing our effort,He alone accomplishes his promises for us.
就算在有些情况以为我们以为自己在做紧嘢，其实是他完成他自己的应许。
This is how that generation discovered when they look back.
这个是他们那一代当他们看回转头的时候他们所发现。
This is how that generation that is about to enter a new era when they look back.
这个是那个嗰一代嘅人，佢哋要进入新嘅一个嘅时代嘅时候，佢哋发现，当佢哋睇转头嘅时候，佢哋发现呢啲。
First, we look back at God's extraordinary work in our life.
首先，我哋睇转头，睇下神喺我哋嘅生命嘅当中嗰个不寻常嘅工作。
He freely initiated His gracious work in us.
佢凭着佢嘅主权开始咗佢恩典嘅工作。
He demonstrated His holy, wonderful wisdom to us.
佢显出佢自己神圣嘅智慧。
He accomplished His faithful promises for us.
佢完成佢嘅信实嘅应许。
So now look forward.
让我哋向前嚟到去睇。
Verse 14，
第十四节。
Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness.
你们现在你们敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他。
Before we get into this part of text,
我们入到这一段经文之前，
I just want to give you a broad a description outline of something different from the previous section.
我想来到讲一些同以前一些不同的一些嘢。
Verse 1 to verse 13 so far is purely monologue.
第一到第十三节喺当时嚟讲系完全系约书亚一个人讲嘅。
It's Joshua, the military man, preaching, or maybe I should say Yahweh preaching through him.
就系约书亚呢一个嘅军事家，或者系神自己藉着约书亚嚟到讲到。
But then from verse 14 to 28, you will find this is no longer a monologue.
但到十四节开始，你发觉唔系一个人讲说话啦。
Actually, you find there are four rounds of dialogue.
你发觉咧喺度有四个循环嘅讲说话。
In verse 14 to 15,
第十四、第十五节
，Joshua asked them to make a choice.
约书亚叫佢哋作一个嘅选择。
Verse
15, 第十五节。
But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve.
你们若是你们以为侍奉耶和华不好为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的。
Whether the gods of your forefather served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorite in whose land you are living.
是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地亚摩利人的神。
But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
He's asking the Israelites make a choice now.
佢喺度叫以色列人喺而家做个选择。
And then you will find out in verse 16.
然后你话第十六节
，The entire congregation says, "Of course, we will choose to serve the Lord."
系整个嘅民众话，我哋梗系啦，我哋梗系要侍奉耶和华啦。
And then you find out the second round of dialogue.
然后你发觉第二个循环嘅说话
，very strange, very odd，
好得意，好奇怪嘅。
Verse 19，
第十九节
，Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord."
约书亚对百姓问：你哋不能侍奉耶和华。
I mean, why doesn't he say Hallelujah? Let's all do this together.
点解佢唔话到 Hallelujah？ 我哋一齐嘅嚟到做呢件事啦。
He is warning them.
佢喺度提醒佢哋。
He is warning them about their choice.
佢向佢哋嘅选择嚟到提醒。
And then verse 21 says that the Israelites insisted they want to serve the Lord.
有一节百姓好坚持嘅话，佢哋要侍奉耶和华。
And then the third round of dialogue.
然后有第三个循环嘅说话。
Verse 22。
第22节
Joshua said, okay, be it be so, you be your witness to each other yourself.
所以约书亚说好了，你们自己受受见证。
And then later on, if you continue, we're not going to go there at the, towards the, later part of the scripture. He not only asked them to write down sort of a covenant, he also said, this particular stone is the witness.
佢喺度唔单止叫佢哋写低嗰个嘅立约，然后佢话咧呢一块嘅石就系嗰个见证。
That's in verse 27。
呢个系第廿七节。
And then the Israel agreed。
以色列人就同意。
And then verse 23。
廿三节。
He gave the final exhortation and demand。
然后佢最后嚟到去讲佢嗰个要求。
And the Israel reassured with their willingness。To be witness to each other and make a covenant.
然后以色列人他们再一次的肯定来到立这个约。
What is going on here?
在这里做发生什么事啊？
I think the biblical author here is trying to recapture the history.
我相信这个的作者在这里来到重新的要将历史写低。
He's not only just want to tell us the history, recapture, he wants to capture the historical moment.
他不单只要告诉我们发生了什么事，而是他将那个的时刻精确的写低下来。
He wants to capture all the dynamic as much as possible with his pen.
他想用他的笔能够将当时所发生的思想和发生的事来到完全的写低下来。
This is something that we all struggle.
我们一路在这里挣扎，我们大家都会挣扎。
We read the Bible, God's Word, but it is in written form, written words.
我们读神的话语，读圣经，但是它是用一个文章写下来的方式。
But our life, there's something different from reading the written word.
但是我们的生命同怎么看一些东西是不同的。
Literature is flat.It's quiet.
文学是平面的，是静的。
But our life is lively, noisy.
我们的生命是充满了声音的，是活的。
Written word is passive.
写下来的字句是被动的。
But our life is pulsating.
但我们的生命是活的，是
的。Written word, if you will, it's like black and white, but our life is colorful.
我们写下的字是黑白，但我们的生命是有各样的色彩。
So the author of Joshua tried to use his pen to recapture that historical moment.
所以约书亚记的作者是想用他的笔来到去讲清楚那时发生了什么事。
Let me try to explain.
让我们都去解释一下。
A few years after I came to New Jersey, there was one particular meeting. Someone told me it's a special revival meeting and asked me to if I want to go.
在我来了 New Jersey 之后几年，有人说有一个很特别的聚会，是一个复兴的聚会，问我去不去。
It's taken place in a local church in South Plainfield.
喺佢喺个地方喺 South Plainfield 一个教会嘅当中发生。
And in my workplace for a chemical company, there is another Caucasian Christian who we became friend.
做事嘅里边有一个白人嘅朋友系基督徒，我哋成为朋友。
And I happened to just, you know, chatting with him and say that I'm going to go to that particular local church for a special meeting Friday night.
我就同佢倾偈，我就话咧，我喺礼拜五晚咧会去呢个教会一个特别嘅聚会。
And this Caucasian Christian said something to me that was surprising to me at that time.
呢个白人佢讲咗一啲嘅嘢，对我嚟讲系嗰阵时嚟讲系有啲嘅惊讶。
Oh, you're going to that church?
吓，你去嗰个教会啊
？Oh, you are in for a treat.
啊，你真系喺度会好多享受。
Now.If Cantonese brother and sister ask me to have dinner, I know I'm in for a treat.
如果有我哋当中有朋友弟兄姊妹请我食饭，我知道我会有一个好好嘅时候。
I never realized that going to a worship service can be described by, oh, you are in for a treat.
我从来冇谂过咧，去一个嘅敬拜嘅聚会咧，会可以咁样形容，啊，你会有一个好好嘅享受。
It's not a big church, you know, maybe.Can see 200 people, small church.
唔係一個好大嘅教會，二百人到啦。
I got in there in time to sit maybe on the third row.
我去到嗰度，我可以坐喺第三排嗰度。
Right before the meeting start.
在個會開始之前。
Their choir came out.
佢哋嘅詩班出嚟。
I realized that was an African American church.
我記得嗰個係一個黑人嘅一個教會。
And my goodness, you look at those choir members.
你睇下嗰班嘅诗班员。
There's less than 20 people.
佢少过二十人。
Man and woman.
有男有女。
But God forgive me, they are huge.
佢哋好大。
My goodness, they have those choir stand.
我哋有啲诗班嘅企嘅一啲嘅架。
One row and another row, two row.
两排。
For us Chinese,Choir, it would take 20 people to fill one row.
如果我哋中国人咧，二十人一排都得噶啦。
Eight of them fill up the entire row.
佢哋八个人就成行满晒噶啦。
I mean, these African American ladies, one of them is two of us.
佢哋呢一班嘅黑人嘅太太姊妹咧，一个顶住我哋两个。
Oh, they are huge.
佢哋好大。
And then, you know, and then somebody just start playing piano.
又开始就弹琴啦。
And once they start singing,
佢開始唱歌嘅時候
，I mean, just think about, you know, the echoing box inside.
你諗下佢哋嗰個丹田器。
So if you are in Chinese church, you know, you don't think the choir is working very hard. I have to tell you, those brothers and sisters are working hard.
如果你喺中國人教會，你覺得弟兄姊妹咧可能唔係唱得好大聲，其實佢哋已經用盡力㗎啦。
But these eight ladies in the front, they don't seem to be working at all.
但呢个八位嘅姊妹，其实佢哋好似唔使点用力嘅。
And then they start singing.
佢哋就开始唱啦。
And then guess what?
你估咩事发生
？They start waving their arm.
佢哋开始摇佢哋嘅手。
And they wear those choir robe, right? You know, very very loose choir robe.
佢就着住一啲好阔嘅诗班袍。
I was sitting on the third row. I feel wind blowing.
我喺第三排，我觉得有啲风吹埋嚟嘅。
And then I am sitting there, and this strange feeling I never experienced in any church.
我喺度有啲好奇怪嘅经验，我喺其他教会从嚟未发生。
I remember Jesus said the Holy Spirit blow like a wind.
我以为耶稣话咧，圣灵好似风咁样嚟到随意嘅。
You don't know how it starts, but when it blows, you know.
你唔知道佢从边度嚟，但系佢嚟嘅时候你就知噶啦。
And this African American man and woman start singing, they are blowing wind.
当呢啲嘅人佢哋。唱嘅时候，佢哋喺度吹紧风。
And I realized I was in for a treat.
我知道咧，我喺度真系会好享受。
I hear the clapping, I hear the response surrounding me.
我听见拍手，我听见大家嘅回应。
Never in my church life I have been in that experience before.
我从嚟喺我嘅教嘅生活里边，从嚟未有过咁样嘅经验。
After maybe 45 minutes of this wind blowing event,
我觉得45分钟之后咧
，Everybody sit down，
大家坐低啦。
I think the meal is over，
我以为完啦。
Walk up the preacher，
然后嗰个讲道嘅就走出嚟。
Now he is small，
佢细啲，
He's smaller than me，
佢比我更加细。
He's skinny。
佢好瘦。
If the hornet chase him, he's also gonna run。
如果有个黄蜂追佢咧，佢哋会走嘅。
and he started preaching.
佢開始講道。
Nothing particular.
冇乜特別。
And then he preached in about 5-6 minutes.
佢講咗五六分鐘。
And I don't know what he said.
我唔知佢講乜。
And then just all of a sudden, maybe out of a queue, I don't even know.
或者我唔知道發生咩事。
Somebody sitting behind me.
有人坐我嘅後面。
Stood up.
起身。
Preach it, brother! Preach it! Start yelling.
就開始嗌啦。
I was totally shocked. I mean, almost have a heart attack.
我身體有心臟病，做乜事啊？
And you look at this preacher.
你睇見呢一個。
When somebody yell, preach it, brother, preach it, he had a interesting smile on his corner of his mouth.
佢聽見人哋咁樣嗌嘅時候咧，佢喺佢嘅嘴角嘅當中有一種好特別嘅。
And he continued his sort of a monotone preaching.
然後佢用一個好單調嘅聲繼續。
And on the corner of that sitting, another man got up, another woman got up, preach it, brother, preach it.
然後喺另外一個角咧，又有另外一個人開始嚟到嗌。
And guess what?
有咩事發生？
This preacher caught on fire.
呢個講道嘅呢個講員真係使到一場嘅火就咁發生。
He started preaching in a different way than 15-20 minutes ago.
佢開始15廿分鐘之後講嘅道嘅方法係唔同。
And I began to hearing shouting Hallelujah, Amen, Praise Jesus, Praise God. There is like wave. This name is not a wind. It's like wave, ocean wave.Bouncing between the pulpit and the seats.
我当我听见好多周围嘅人讲 Hallelujah, Hallelujah 嘅时候，好似有一种嘅浪嚟到喺当中嚟到飘嚟飘去。
And little did I know, I stood up and start yelling, Praise Jesus, Praise God.
我自己都唔知道嘅，就系我自己开始起身嚟到话赞美耶稣，赞美神。
I don't expect Chinese church to repeat that.
我唔期望中國人嘅教會能夠重複呢個經驗。
But this is a very unique characteristic about African American church.
但呢個係一個非黑人嘅教會好特別嘅一個特色。
I believe this is what happened here.
我相信呢度所發生嘅事就係咁樣。
This is the author of Joshua trying to recapture that.Preacher and audience response.
在这里就是约书亚的作者来到去记录当时讲的听的人他们的那个互动。
And there's a spontaneity between the speaker and the listener.
在这里有讲的有听的他们有一种很自然的反应。
Joshua said, now fear God and serve him with all your faithfulness.
Joshua 说你现在要敬畏神诚心诚意的
事。But you have to make a choice yourself.
但你要自己做一个选择。
As for me and my household, we will serve him.
至于我同我家我们要侍奉耶和华。
And the congregation responded.
然后百姓回应。
But out of that excitement, Joshua, the military man, knew,He had to say something more.
但是就在这个经验当中约书亚这个军事家他知道他要讲更多的东
西。Yes, it is reasonable to serve the Lord.
是侍奉神是很合理的。
After looking back at his extraordinary work in our life, what else to choose from?
当我们看回头在我们的生命当中那些个很不寻常的工作我们还有什么选择
?This is when We look forward, we know that we're supposed to make a reasonable choice to serve Him.
这个就是当我们向前来看的时候我们知道我们要做一个合理的选择就是要侍奉耶和华。
But this has to be a personal choice.
但这个一定要是一个个人的选择。
You are not supposed to let the emotion drive you.
你不应该让你的情感来到做为你做这样的决定。
You are not supposed to let this military man Joshua speaker his own excitement to make the decision for you.
你不应该让这个军事家约书亚他所讲的事来到为你做你的决定。
We are supposed to look forward to serving God with our life.
我们应该来到侍奉神用我们的生命来到侍奉神。
Serving him is a reasonable choice.
侍奉神是一个合理的选择。
But serving him is a personal choice.
但是侍奉他是一个个人的选择。
And then he had to warn them.
他要提醒他们。
Because this is a choice made with fear and trembling.
因为这个的选择是用敬礼、用敬畏、用战惊的心来做这样一个选择。
For he is holy. He is wholly different.
因为神是圣洁的神，他是跟任何的东西都是不同。
The common things in our earthly life can wear us out.
在我们的生命当中，地球的生命当中所发生的事 会侵蚀我们的生命。
So he asked them to make a choice with fear and trembling.
所以他要那帮人用战惊的心来做这样的选择。
This is the beauty of biblical hope.
这个是圣经的盼望那个美好美丽的地方。
A hope that is different from human optimistic looking forward.
这个的盼望和人类的乐观是不同。
May I quote Howard Pescott, a long quote?
我你都讲到 Howard Pescott 他所讲的说话。
Biblical hope is a narrow path with dangers on both sides.
在圣经里面的盼望是一个窄路，它的两方面都是有危险。
On the one side is the danger of falling into presumption.
在另一方面，我们一个危险就是我们以为有些的假设。
The premature certainty that we are the masters of our future.
我们以为我们就是前面我们前面的主人。
And that we can control the method and timing of its arrival.
我们以为我们能够控制那个时间和那个方式，我们的它发生的时间和方式。
On the other side is the danger of despair.
在另外一方面就是我们很可能会失望。
Where under the pressure of many sorts of stress,
当我们面对很多不同的压力的时候
,difficulty and disappointment,
困难或者失望
,it is possible to wonder if the long for future will ever arrive at all.
有时我们甚至会以为我们一路所盼望的未来会不会发生呢
?Against these dangers we need,
我们要应付这些危机我们需要。
On the one hand, humility, for God is the Lord of our futures, all futures.
在一方面我们需要谦卑，因为神是所有的前面前路的主人。
And on the other hand, we need a larger view of God.
在另外一方面我们需要对神有一个更大的观感，更大的认识。
As the God of stretch our arms,
是这个神将他的手来到伸开。
And the God who will never disappoint us,
是一个神他从来不会叫我们失望。
For all his promises will come to pass,
因为他的应许都会实现。
So let's move forward.
让我们向前走。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we bow and worship you.
天父，我们在你面前不失我们敬拜你。
We bow and worship our awesome Father and our loving Jesus Christ.
我们敬拜我们的天父，我们的主耶稣基督。
You have initiated your gracious work in us.
你开始了你恩典的工作在我们的身上。
You have demonstrated your holy wisdom to us.
你展示了你神圣的智慧。
You have accomplished many, many of your promises for us.
你完成了很多你的应许在我们的身上。
We look back at God's extraordinary work in our life.
我们看回转头，看见你在我们的身上那些不寻常的作为。
And we're willing to move forward.
我们愿意向前走。
But Father, we need you.
天父，我哋需要你。
We need you to continue reveal yourself to us.
我哋需要你继续嘅将你自己向我哋显示。
Reveal yourself to us who you are, because you are the great I am.
你向我哋显示你自己系边个，因为你系嗰个伟大嘅我是。
You are who you were. You are who you are. You are who you will be.
我你话过我是我所是，你系自有永有嘅神。
Only in you there is no shadow of doubts.
只有在你的里面没有黑暗的影子。
But Father, there are so many shadows in this earth.
但是天父在这个世界上有很多黑暗的影子。
So teach us, continue to teach us.
教导我们，继续的教导我们。
Stretch our understanding.
让我延长我们对你的认识。
Stretch our capacity.
扩阔我哋嗰个嘅容量。
Don't let our smallness limit our life.
唔好让我哋嘅微小限制咗我哋嘅生命。
Don't let our shallowness choke the living breath out of our life.
唔好让我哋嘅肤浅使到我哋生命嗰个嘅气息被窒息咗。
And keep us on this narrow path.
让我们继续的在这个的窄路上面。
Keep us on this narrow path so that we do not fall into the danger of presumptuous.
保守我们在这个的窄路上面，所以我们不会说太过的有把握。
Neither falling into the danger of despair.
或者我们会有，我们会是失望的危机。
Teach us to listen to the command, the invitation, the exhortation.
让我们能够听你自己那个说话。
Fear God and serve Him with all your faithfulness.
敬畏神，用你最大的忠诚来到去服侍他。
Dear Lord, there are many of us, some of us here, they are very fearful.
天父，我们当中有很多人今天是很恐惧的。
Maybe some parents no longer fear for themselves.
可能有些父母不再为自己恐惧。
But we fear for our children.
但我们为我们的儿女恐惧。
We fear for the next younger generation.
我们怕我们的下一代。
Perhaps some parents would say to you, Dear Lord, I am content.
或者有些父母觉得我们已经很满足。
But look at our children, look at this deprived world that they have to face.
但是看见这个世界，看见这个的败坏的世界。
Dear Father, teach us that perhaps it is useless to say fear not.
天父教导我们，可能我们说不要惧怕，不是很有用。
Instead, we should fear God, the Holy One.
但是我们说，我们要恐去怕的是神，我们要敬畏的是神。
Because there is only one fear in this world that is healthy.
因为在这个世界上只有一个的惧怕是健康。
A particular fear that can set us free.
就是这一种的敬畏能够使到我们得到自由。
A fear that can liberate.
一个敬畏能够解放。
A fear that can drive away all other fears.
一个的敬畏能够使所有的惧怕都走了。
Brother and sister, if you want to say to God that I want to fear you and serve Him, you say that in your heart.
弟兄姊妹，如果你要说你要敬畏神，你要侍奉祂，你从心里面讲这句话。
We don't have to set up a stone, we don't have to set up another witnesses.
我们不需要在这里来到立一块的碑，我们不需要有其他的见证人。
And there is some of you who did make a personal choice in the past.
如果我们当中那些人曾经在过去做过这样的个人的选择。
But simply out of this wear and tear of this world.
但是就是这个世界一路的磨我们，将我们磨损了的时候。
Would you renew that choice?
你是不是愿意从新的来到做这个的选择?
Would you step out of the fear that is actually robbing, depriving your life and step into that faith, that healthy fear of God?
你系咪愿意离开呢一个喺度消耗紧你嘅恐惧，然后走入去一个健康嘅恐惧，就系、是、敬畏我哋嘅神。
Continue to choose to serve Him，
继续嘅选择去服侍佢。
We thank our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus。
多谢天父同埋主耶稣基督。
Gathering your people，
召聚你嘅人。
Nurturing us，
嚟到喂养我哋。
Comforting us，
安慰我哋。
Encouraging us，
鼓励我哋。
In Jesus' name we pray，
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen。
只有一个畏惧是正